A woman by the name of Bonnie Engstrom tells the story about how when she was pregnant with her third child, it turned out to be a rather difficult pregnancy. As a matter of fact, it was a rather traumatic birth experience, the baby spending the first 7 weeks of life in the NICU. During that time, Bonnie, for the first time in her life, picked up and started to read C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's a 7-book series. Very much of it is like a Christian allegory, a lot of parallels with Christian faith and theology. And in reading that book, it brought Bonnie a lot of comfort, a lot of hope. But she knew that in paralleling Christian faith and theology, that Narnia, that fantasy world that Lewis brings his readers into, would ultimately come to an end. And so she hesitated to pick up the 7th volume entitled The Last Battle, because she knew that that would be the one where Narnia would come to an end. In her words, she needed that magical world where good always wins, and she couldn't bear to have it come to an end. How many of us can pinpoint times where we've experienced chaos in our lives? Anybody? You know, we don't have to look far, do we? On the very broad spectrum of things, we need just look at our world. We see tensions between nations, warring factions. We see political divisions within our own country. Sometimes ethnic tensions, racial divisions, anything that kind of separates us between the us's and the them's. But we don't have to just kind of look out to the pages of a newspaper or the latest headline, do we? Our lives are rife with chaos at any given period in our lives. It may be things related to our health. It may be tensions within our families, within relationships. We may have inner turmoils or struggles, maybe problems with our employment, or even relationships among our colleagues. We look for that comfort. We look for some consolation, some balance, some equilibrium. It's almost like we find ourselves in the midst of all of this chaos and drama, just waiting to suck us in further. And here's the irony of it all. A lot of times when we find ourselves confronting personal chaos, we do things that don't alleviate it, but rather intensify it. Anybody ever have that experience? Where whatever you do, it's like, oh, here's a fire. Let's go find some gasoline and just make it that much more intense. No, we find ourselves in the midst of the hurricane, and we're not content to stay in the eye where things seem to be a little bit more sane, a little more comfortable. No, we just dive right into the hurricane, don't we? You know, it's no mistake when you read some of the latest headlines, Maryland, and particularly our own area, is experiencing an epidemic of overdoses, opioid overdoses, heroin overdoses. Not long ago, a drug ring was broken. Many of the people right here in the Severna Park area. People look for escapes. The gospel today talks about don't give in and, you know, to the carousing, to the drunkenness. And yet a lot of times that's how we try to confront the personal chaos in our lives. We just dig the hole deeper. We find things that may provide some kind of temporary salve, The gospel mentions the drunkenness, and certainly addictions are one of them. Sometimes we throw ourselves into disordered relationships. Sometimes we throw ourselves into a fantasy world, maybe fueled by pornography. Sometimes it's that striving for success or getting noticed. Maybe it's going from one relationship to another, one that's dysfunctional, more dysfunctional than the last. But we're looking for those things that somehow will bring meaning, or at least give us something where we feel valued or worth or noticed. What's Jesus tell us? He says, in speaking of the end times, using that apocalyptic language, it's saying all these things are going to be a big hot mess, or at least appear to be. Well, psychologists tell us that we human beings are wired to respond to that chaos in one of two ways generally. They refer to it as fight or flight. Flight is when we go and take cover, get under the table, hide in the closet, flee, run for your life. Fight is what Jesus says. What's he tell us to do when all these things are happening? When you feel like the world's ready to swallow you up? Stand erect. Hold your head high. Why? Because in that posture of vulnerability, it's a sign that God is just waiting to break in. God wants to break into our lives. And that posture of putting our head up high is saying, "Come, Lord Jesus." That's the Advent prayer, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, invade our lives, sanctify these moments, still our quake, the earthquake that seems to be going on in our hearts and in our minds." It's not easy, is it? We like the consolation of singing "Silent Night, Holy Night." All is calm. All is bright. But make no mistake, for Jesus to break into human history, there was chaos. There was chaos. In the next few weeks in the Gospels, when you read the story of Joseph, of Mary, of Elizabeth and John the Baptist, it was not calm. They found themselves pulled into unexpected circumstance that struck fear and anxiety in them. But time and time the message was, don't be afraid. Keep your head up high. The day of the Lord is at hand. Invite the Savior in. And that's the message that we need to learn. We need to learn to invite God in as the source of our comfort, no matter how chaotic things are going to be. We can't just fuel the drama and perpetuate the fear, the anxiety. Rather, stand erect, keep our heads high. The day of the Lord is at hand. The story isn't yet finished. And that's what we have to keep in our minds, my dear friends, is the story isn't finished. We can't be defined by those moments of anxiety and stress. Invite God in. Let God finish writing the story of your life. Bonnie, who I referred to earlier, allowed her curiosity to get the best of her. It trumped her hesitancy, and she picked up and started to read the 7th volume of the Chronicles of Narnia. And as she paged through it, she knew what was coming. And she came across the last lines of that final volume. And as he spoke, And as he spoke, he no longer looked to them like a lion. But the things that began to happen after that were so great and beautiful that I cannot write them. And for us, this is the end of all the stories. And we can most truly say that they all lived happily ever after. But for them, it was only the beginning of the real story. All their life in this world and all their adventures in Narnia had only been the cover and the title page. Now, at last, they were beginning chapter one of the great story, which no one on earth has read, which goes on forever, in which every chapter is better than the one before. Indeed, as she suspected, Narnia came to an end. That magical world where good always won was going to be no more. The followers of Aslan went to heaven, which was only a purer and better and deeper and more vibrant Narnia than the one that the characters had all loved. You see, Bonnie hadn't trusted the writer C.S. Lewis with the ending. And even more so, she says she had not trusted God to be so generous in his redemption, in his power to save, in his thoroughness of making all things new. So what happened to that little baby that spent 7 weeks of life in NICU? The baby got better. And as a matter of fact, that miracle was submitted as part of the dossier for the hopeful eventual canonization of Bishop Fulton Sheen. You see, dear friends, we may have chaos in our lives. We may have stress. We may have anxiety. We just have to trust God to finish writing the story. We can't just be content with the magical world, but rather the reality of God's goodness, of God's grace, of God's power, and God's love. So maybe this Advent, it would bode us well to identify those areas of chaos that we deal with, that we contend with in our lives right now, and give them over to God. God who is the author of all life. God who wants to finish writing those stories. And hold fast to what is my favorite verse in all of Scripture. All things work together for good, for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Amen.